There's a party going on in a Manhattan apartment tonight. On the menu, wine, cheese, and botulism injections. Botox parties aren't new. They're very popular from Boston to Santa Barbara and from Manila to London. There is one change, however. The Food and Drug Administration just approved the poison for cosmetic use. Dr. Joseph Evyatar, an oculoplastic surgeon at the Chelsea Eye Center in Manhattan, joins us. He's going to the Botox party tonight, and he's on the phone. Dr. Evyatar, how does this work? What exactly happens?
Well, the idea of the parties is to really allow patients to, in a comfortable setting, be able to receive Botox injections, which are small injections that to help wrinkling. And we set it up in a way that's very similar to what we do in the office, where patients come in and they get information about the medical procedure and sign consent forms and so forth. But they can do it where they can bring friends along to kind of make each other feel comfortable. It was actually some patients' ideas to host it originally in the Hamptons, because patients in the summer, last summer, couldn't get into the city to have their injections, and that's how it kind of started. So, but we really keep it quite medical. I come up, and I'm not drinking, and I'm, you know, not part of the party, really. Me and my staff will explain to them about Botox, give them all the information, then I will personally take each patient into a separate room and discuss the procedure and see what they really need, if they really need it, and if they're a good candidate.
And if they are?
And if they are, then they can have the procedure right there. So we don't really have patients drinking or doing anything that would impair their judgment before, you know, they get all the information about the procedure. And then they can have a little glass of wine and have the procedure right there. And then they keep a little ice on it, and then their friends can have it done, and they can go back to the party or so forth.
What are the side effects?
Well, the side effects are local, so it depends on the area that the Botox is being injected in. Immediately, most patients will have a little redness in the area. They can have a bruise, but all of these complications are very rare if done in experienced hands.
It paralyzes. Does your face freeze when you do it?
Well, you know, this is where it's important to talk to the patient and see what they really want. My general aesthetic is not to make people, you know, into kind of Stepford wives, and to give them enough expression and also deaden the wrinkles. It all depends on what people are doing. You can certainly give enough Botox that the forehead is pretty frozen and your eyebrows don't move a lot. But I like to usually give enough where there is some facial expression and you just soften all the lines.
Mm. So how much does it cost?
Botox varies. It's generally between $400 and $800, depending upon the amount of material that's used and the amount of the number of injections needed and the number of areas that are injected.
How often do you have to get this done? Say you get an injection in the forehead for the frown lines or the crow's feet or whatever. How often do you have to get it done?
Well, people always say, first of all, you don't have to have it done again ever. But it's a question of, you know, Botox generally lasts from 3 to 6 months. Generally, most patients who really want to maintain kind of a flat appearance to their forehead, want to minimize the crow's feet coming back and the furrows coming back, the suggestion is that people have it before the full action of the muscle comes back. So it really depends on the patient.
Have you had it done?
Yes.
What's it feel like?
It's not comfortable. it's a series of little pinpricks, and it's fast. But it's uncomfortable. You know, it's not something that you look forward to.
Do you think the pain is worth the gain?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a lot. You get a lot from it, and it's a very short, simple procedure. So, you know, I'm not going to be having my face lifted or my brows lifted and so forth surgically anytime soon. But certainly with Botox, it's a great way to defer all that for 10 or 15 years.
Dr. Evyatar, thanks very much.
Sure.
Dr. Joseph Evyatar is an oculoplastic surgeon at the Chelsea Eye Center in Manhattan. He is going to a Botox party tonight.